Good evening, everybody. In the studio live, David Perry of Purple Tree out of the Valparaiso area. It's Musical Monday. David will be on the air with me right on the other side of some news here with Michael Stewart. Take it away, Stu.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. This newscast brought to you by TBS. Meet America's newest, funniest family. Watch the all-new comedy series Tyler Perry's House of Pain. Only on TBS, premiering June 6th at 8 Central with new back-to-back episodes each week.
Tell you what, David, that was excellent. Thank you. Not often am I left speechless by something truly original. I'll be honest, that is a truly original sound. And as we went around the internet and looked at some of the comments that have been made about your music, that is one word that comes up regularly, is original.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
David Perry is here in the studio here, Jet at 5, Musical Monday. David, before we talk a little bit more about the music, let's talk about David Perry. You went to CPHS, mm-hmm. Crown Point.
Yes.
Any other... I know that some of your influence, Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, that kind of thing. What about locally?
I like a lot of the local bands out in the region right now. Carlos Ramos Band is one of my favorite local bands right now. It's Chad Burton and Ben, the guy that was just on Sheer Genius, the Bravo TV show, and they put on a really great show. The Crawl Puppies are another really great local band that I have a lot of respect for. You know, I've been a lot of places, and this area has a lot of talent.
You know, you can see more about David Perry, a Crown Point grad, at heyregion.com. We have what's called Region Tunes. We have a number of local bands that have put some stuff up there. David with Purple Tree, they're calling it psychedelic rock. He's put up Capsule. He's put up a couple of other tunes. First Light. First Light is excellent stuff, by the way. I've sat that and put it into my iPod.
Oh,
so, you should be very proud. David, Crown Point High School, and any schooling, anything like that after that?
Yeah, I went to Columbia College in Chicago. I went 2 years studying theater, and then I recently moved to New York City. I was out there for like 2 years doing Purple Tree, and then I just have been back since March.
Tell us a little bit about Purple Tree.
Purple Tree is a psychedelic project that I started probably about 2001. We basically do about 3 albums worth of material. It's all original stuff, ranging from rock to psychedelic to improv. Our live show is different every single night. We don't have anything specifically scheduled right now, but we just got done. We did a year of shows throughout New York City, and we had a real responsive crowd. So we have a CD available on purpletreemusic.com, and Capsule has a video on YouTube right now.
And you've had some hits on that.
Yes, we have over 18,000 views on our Capsule video, which was filmed around Times Square, and we get quite a bit of hits on our website.
That's purpletreemusic.com. If you're just joining us, David Perry of Purple Tree, and of course has his own instrument in here solo today with his accordion. What exactly is psychedelic rock, new age vibe rock? Where would you put you guys, or where would you put yourself?
I would say that psychedelic rock would be just really putting everything, all of your influence from your youth, whatever experiences you've had, put it into music and just try to get as experimental with it as you possibly can, without making people leave the room.
Well, tell us about that, taking chances. What's your view on that? I mean, obviously, on a number of these songs, if you go there, David's taking a chance. It may work for you, it may not work for you, but, you're pushing the envelope.
It's definitely all about taking chances, and I've had, some good things happen from it, and I've had some bad, too. We've, you know, had a lot of people at our shows at some times, and, you know, there's been people leave because we just got a little too experimental for them, and, you know, I totally respect that. I understand that everybody has a different idea of what they consider good music.
Well, speaking of taking a little bit of a chance here, I'm looking at a photo here from PurpleTreeMusic.com. We're going to make sure that this one makes it to Hay Region, because there's David in a spacesuit at a carnival. That's taking chances, but there's got to be a story behind this.
Yeah, the story of that was that was supposed to be the album cover for Plasticine Man, which was a psychedelic concept album that I did a few years back, and that was actually the picture that I used for the cover. But I did wear the spacesuit to several shows, and you know, got some looks, almost got beat up a couple times, but you know, it's all in good fun.
It's all in pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
I do have to give you a slight anecdote, and I think I touched on this already, because there's about a half dozen Deedlows and Potkles and Browns around the area that are going to find just the slight irony in bringing an accordion player back here to Hessville. As a child, I took copious accordion lessons before I woke up and went over to the guitar, but
yeah,
that's a darn nice one. I know that. I can't say I still have the accordion, but I still have the accordion box. Someone stole it from me years ago, but I mean, there's what draws you to this? I mean, that in itself is taking chances.
Yes, and this is basically because my mother taught me accordion, started at the age of 3, and this is actually her accordion. There's only two of them like it in the whole world. They were custom built for a set of twins. She's a twin. She bought the accordion, and she doesn't play anymore, so she lets me, you know, use it.
It's your best friend sometimes, huh?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, let's I think sure, Stu's got some of your stuff lined up here. Maybe
okay,
we'll be bringing that some of that stuff on. But now that you're back in the area, what are you doing?
I'm writing some music right now. I'm finishing up the album, The Final Prophecy, which we released at a CD release party as an EP, and now we're trying to make it into an LP. And then we're going to go back into the studio and cut another album.
Yeah, just for the my friends that are driving around that still have that 8-track down in the basement, EP, of course, would be an extended play, which is not basically a full album.
Mm-hmm.
But so you've added some new stuff to it to make it a full LP?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, there is a certain Region Rockhead mentality driving around right now that's like, what the heck is an EP? But what's the future hold for David Perry and or Purple Tree?
I'm gonna keep making music until I die, and hopefully you know, the Purple Tree project will, you know, continue to be growing as it's been growing over the years.
What about the now on the website, I hear, are you the one populating this, or you got somebody else designing it and so forth? Because you got a lot of stuff up here.
Yeah, I've been collectively designing it over the years. When it first started off, it was only like maybe 3 pages, and now it's like 80 some pages because of lyric pages and meanings and all kinds of things.
You got the lyrics in here too, huh?
Yes, yeah.
That's good. I mean, you know, anymore you can go to Yahoo Lyrics and you can basically get all of, you know, your lyrics of your mainstream kind of, you know, longer, you know, especially the 60s and 70s stuff that I'll listen to. But, you know, you hear a newer band sometimes, it's hard to get the lyrics. You're like, what'd they say? I can't get it. So that's cool. Stu, do we have some more Purple Tree ready to go? Yes, we do. So, any other comments, David? You know, we appreciate you coming out. You are more than welcome to come back anytime. Now, is it always accordion or sometimes guitar or what?
Usually I play the accordion for like the ballads, the softer stuff, and the avant-garde. I play the guitar for the rock songs, and I play the keys for everything in between.
What's it like being a region guy in New York, by the way?
It was very different because, you know, I have the accent from the Midwest, and everybody's very quick and curt out there, so I really had to have my alert up, and I really had to just get in there and just take care of business.
You know, I've got a number of friends who are, well, you know, Eric Lambert's a friend of mine. He'll be in here tomorrow to give me my guitar lesson. But, you know, he's been on the air here for Musical Monday, and we talk a lot about, you know, the music industry in general. And we have John Papillo, who comes in here a lot. He's cut a number of albums, or I call them albums. I think you guys call them CDs now, but we'll stick with that jargon. You know, what has been your general, like, feel about I mean, what I get from these guys is like, gosh, you will not believe exactly how cutthroat it is and how hard it is to get your band out there. And really, you understand why, you know, guys wait tables for 25 years sometimes before they crack it.
I agree. I totally believe that it's really important to have a day job, and the market is very cutthroat. The whole overall market, in my opinion, is oversaturated with a lot of bands, and they, you know, play this Scream stuff and all this other stuff, so it's hard to really get your CD listened to because there's already 500 other CDs that, you know, they have to sift through, and how do they know if yours is good or better than theirs? So it's a very difficult market.
Well, we wish you all the luck, man. I mean, that's you know, you're a very talented guy, and you're from the region, and, you know, we want to see you even go further. You got a lot of good stuff going. Go to PurpleTreeMusic.com, or you go to HeyRegion.com also to hear some of the tunes, including the one we're going to hear in a second. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
Once again, here's Purple Tree Music. On the other side, Judge Julie Cantrell.
HeyRegion.com. This is the new face of talk radio, AM 1230, WJOB, Hammond.
Good evening. This is Judge Julie.